Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
soon. Virgil will be calling in. He's a little bit late, but he'll be here. Russell, how you doing, brother? You get any snow down your way?
No, no, but it got pretty wet and windy today.
Well, there'll be snow next, because that's what happened yesterday. It was like 50 degrees, and all of a sudden the wind kicked up to about 35, 40 miles an hour out of nowhere. I told my stepdaughter, I go, it feels like it's going to snow. She goes, you're crazy. I go, I bet you. Sure enough, it snowed right around about 6 o'clock last night. She's like, how did you know? I go, my this old man has some achy joints that lets me know everything. You know? But I tell you, you know, I've been seeing some stuff going on with the egg prices and everything going sky high. And I read an article before we got on the show that they are going to do an investigation on price gouging. And I kind of think that's what's going on, because I was talking to a newscaster, who's a good friend of mine, and they're going to do a story on it. But he said that they're going to wait for some other stuff to come out. And I tagged you in Virgil's post, and this is leading to the World Economic Forum with Bill Gates, because they're attacking their poultry right now. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, reports that came out today, the new big problem arising on our southern border from New Mexico, because you still have fentanyl, but now you have serious egg smuggling going on. I'm serious.
Uh-huh.
David Buster.
No.
Now, I'm not sure how you have an illegal egg. But, you know, whatever the fuck. And
right.
This is just absolutely crazy. You know, Bill Gates, Chinese, and buying up all this farmland. I know we're somewhere up around 24 different types of food processing plants that, you know, mysteriously burned down, blew up, or... Crash into them.
I think there was 11 plants that burned down, if I remember correctly.
And it was up to 17 last time I checked, so that's why I felt pretty safe going with 24. But, you know, you had them buying up all the farmland and stuff like that. And then you had Gates coming out today hailing the next pandemic. You know, these people absolutely do not stop. And, you know, when Biden was illegitimately inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States. I told them they were going to hit the accelerator, and they weren't going to stop. And I tell you what, it's just become completely absurd. You've even got people on the left going, Bill Maher, you know, big stuff he had on there. He'd go, all right, this woke stuff's gotten crazy. It's gotten out of hand. That is start protecting our children from this lettuce, bacon, guns, tomatoes, groups and shit.
Yeah, now they're attacking our coffee too. They're saying it causes climate change and you all need to drink less coffee. It's like, what the fuck? Now we know climate change is a hoax.
Well,
we need to do that. This was, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's clarify something here, all right? This whole global warming thing, you know, and it was global warming before that. The big new ice age is coming, you know, stick a popsicle, stick up your ass. We're all going to be popsicles. Let me finish. Ladies and gentlemen, climate change has been going on since the beginning of time. All right, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, the media doesn't cover this or backtrack on any of this and stuff like that. we had the big Dust Bowl of the 20s and early 30s, you know, just a big drought. We've had a drought going on in Central Texas here for going on 2 years now.
Yep.
You know, it's Texas, there's been many ice ages. You go back, do history, read some of this stuff, and this stuff has gone on for decades. Your car's not hurting. Should we be good stewards of the environment? Yeah, but your car's not hurting anything. The coal plants we got now are the cleanest running in the world. If you want to see some real pollution, how about look at China? How about look at North Korea?
Look at Italy.
These other countries. It's gotten completely absurd, you know. And but what I find interesting, and I don't know what's going to come of it, but we've had 8 states demand a investigation into Google antitrust investigation.
Yeah. I was reading that.
It's going to be interesting to see where that goes, because, ladies and gentlemen, and we've told you all along, we no longer have a two-party system, or are we a representative republic, ladies and gentlemen? We are a corporate-owned conglomerate. Big Pharma in the military-industrial complex runs our government, okay? And I'm telling you, people, you have such short memories that it just absolutely is astounding sometimes. Pull your fucking face out of your device and look around and please, for the love of everything sacred, pay attention to what's fucking going on. Right now, we're investigating this. We're investigating that. Ladies and gentlemen, this
is...
More
classified documents found. This is insane, man. It's moving awful rapid and fast, but damn, they're pulling in all kinds of directions right at the moment. You know, now they found classified documents at Pence's house. Where are they going to find them next? This sounds like something kind of fishy. What do you think?
As I was saying, you know, these investigations and all this stuff going on, and oh, they're going to do this, we're going to do that. What's his name? Put out a bill to ban the ATF and all this. And ladies and gentlemen, let me politely remind you that when Trump was elected, we had the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Now, for 2 solid years before Trump got elected, there was going to be investigations. They were going to repeal Obamacare. In that 2 years' time, they probably took a dozen votes, you know. Of course, but they knew it never happened because Obama was president. He was going to veto it, and the majority wasn't enough to override the veto, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing the same thing now. They are thumping their chest. They're calling for this. They're calling for that. You know, we're investigating this. We're investigating. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fucking dog and pony show, all right?
And we've been saying that for a while now, too, Russell. I mean, you know, I'm seeing it. I've seen it going in all directions to confuse us all. But what people aren't really paying attention to, this is where they really need to focus on, the World Economic Forum, what they're really doing with what we're going through right now. They're trying to catch us off guard, is what they're
doing. Biden and now we find out Mike Pence has done, having classified documents, is illegal, and it is treason. Only the president can have them, because only the president can declassify them, okay? He can declassify anything. When Trump was president, he could have declassified everything that was going on, and why he didn't, I don't know. And that's one of the things that puts some doubt in my mind about Trump. But that being said, you know, this is all dog and pony show. for example, Hunter Biden, right? Oh, FBI is investigating him. Okay, so we have him, what looks like a kilo of crack, arguing with a whore, with a gun in his possession, which he can't have a gun because he's selling. Okay, that's two big federal charges right there. You have his laptop videos with him, with like 10, 11-year-old Chinese girls dressed up in lingerie. You have all these connections to the bio warfare labs that were in Ukraine. His dealings with China, his dealings with Russia. And this all goes back to Biden. And, you know, they're not looking into any of that. Oh, no, 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 no. We're going to investigate his taxes. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It has to
be. Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody said, you know, it's just ridiculous, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just going to fizzle out and everybody's going to forget about it like they've done with the Hunter Biden and, you know, and everything else. That's what all this is about. And, you know, hey, Marco, how you doing, brother?
Oh, we're doing pretty good tonight.
Did you argue with the Hindu?
No, it seems someone's trying to access my debit card, so I canceled my debit card, and I've got another one coming.
Wow. So you got hacked.
Pretty much.
Well, he probably
That's
got,
a lot
he
of
got, he probably, You probably got scanned at a gas station or something, Virgil. I've had to have three company cards replaced because, you know, using it. So if you don't pull on that card reader to see, you know, if there's been some magic, I've had that happen to me three different times, brother.
Yep. That's why I always pay cash.
Those card readers in those gas and diesel pumps, man. And unless you know what they look like, you're not going to notice them.
Yep. That's why I always pay cash, you know, because of that reason. That happened once, and it was a nightmare, you know, and everything. But, yeah, I mean, look at all this stuff that's going on now. And it's like you said, Russ, this is a dog and pony show. I mean, oh, yeah, they're promising this, doing that, and everything. But what's it, how's it going to do in the Senate? You know, we know it's going to fail in the Senate.
And then the two of you guys, girl there, the one y'all love so much, Marjorie Greene, whatever the fuck it was, she's gone over to the dark side. Oh, we've all got to come together and vote for McCarthy. And I was like, I told you, motherfuckers, I told you.
Yep, me and Russ, me and Morgan was talking about that. And I was like, did she switch sides on us or what? Because I knew Marjorie very well. She wasn't even like that. And they got her. I have to believe you on that. They got her.
I was kind of shocked at that too, and you know, I'm expecting the worst, but I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping that she just went with the party line and tried to pick the lesser of two evils. That's, you know, that's what I'm hoping for. You know, but I don't know, you know, we've got everything going on now. The mass shootings have resurfaced to the form of out in California. They held a little, you know, the Lunar New Year or whatever. Somebody repeated the Tet Offensive at a senior citizen dance hall. And we've had one here in Baton Rouge that didn't make the national news. But
well, I told you guys that on the last show that it was mass shooting season.
You know. So it's It's all coming down. It's just like Russell said. It was gonna go like a locomotive down a mountain, and it wasn't gonna slow down. There's reports that are trying to be covered up of toxins in the chicken feed. That's why the chickens won't lay eggs.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, now they're saying that orange juice, Coca-Cola, and Pepsi have toxins in them as well, and they're investigating that. I was actually reading that a little while ago. So maybe they've already poisoned our food supply, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. It's just, it's become, you know, they're just depleting the food supply in order to promote Bill Gates' Soylent Green agenda, in my mm-hmm. book. And you try to explain that to people, you try to get it through their heads, and they just look at you like, oh, it's just something that's happening. It's just something
mm-hmm.
that's just, you know, and
awesome.
I mean, I'm just
in all this. Hey, Virgil. And all the same players turn up over and over again with the way things are just happening. You know?
Oh, yes.
You know, it's absolutely ridiculous, brother. And, here's one for you. Before you got on the show there, Bill Gates is already touting the next pandemic. All right? And earlier I said, too, you know what's the fastest rising smuggling coming across the southern border now, brother? Stand by. This, drum roll, eggs.
Yep. That's why I posted earlier. I don't know if you guys saw it, but I posted earlier. Now's a good time to get in the chicken business.
Yep. I mean, it's terrible. I don't know what the price is around there, but I mean, in Louisiana, the standard of living is pretty level. It's pretty reasonable. But
I paid, what is that, $10, $11
for a dozen of eggs. I have never seen that.
Yep, I was just going to say that's what I just paid the other day over here. And here's the thing, I was just mentioning it before we got on, when we got on the air, is that they're now doing an investigation and saying that, you know, because we've been putting the pressure on saying they're price gouging, which I think they are.
Joseph, I don't mean, you know, to put down on you or get on you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever you use that word investigation, it just tightens up my asshole to the point of where you couldn't shove a KY-coated toothpick up it with a jackhammer. It makes me so mad. Okay?
I know where you're going.
Going to get anything done with the military-industrial complex investigating the military-industrial complex. Ain't going to happen.
Hey, Virgil,
right.
Here you go, Virgil. The DOD just got through awarding a $3 million grant to the EcoHealth, okay? The EcoHealth Alliance is a nonprofit organization that funded the Wuhan research.
Mm-hmm.
It never stops. These fuckers don't care that we know that they know that we know. You know what I mean?
Well, Russell, I can tell you this. I can tell you this one good thing, and it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. All of these people around me that fell for the clot shot, the COVID hoax, every one of them around here, they are sweating like Solomon shitting golf balls right now, and everyone is telling me that they should have listened with all of these people dropping dead from the clot shot.
Well, they're playing bad on eggs.
talking about the clock out there, brother. The FDA has just come out and said, you know what, there's way too much confusion going on here. We're just going to make the COVID vaccine a shot, just like the flu shot.
Well,
companies are not going to quit with this, man. It is a moneymaker, and people say, well, you know, I got my shot. No, you didn't get no fucking shot for free, man. It's coming out of every American's back pocket. You think companies are giving you something for nothing? You're full of crap, ladies and gentlemen.
What gets me, Russell, is the look they give me when I ask them, well, you're going to get the booster shot? And, brother, when I ask them that, if looks could kill, I'd be a dead son of a bitch right now.
Well, you know, I've been reading reports on that, Virgil, and you're right about it.
Let me tell you something. I have been going since I had my stroke. I have been going to cardiologists. They have run me through the mill. They brought me through that stress test thing where they give you the shot and they make your heart race and everything else.
Yep.
Boy, that was a trip. And
I know. I just went through that.
And, you know, they're not going to officially tell me this, but they've told me in certain ways and sometimes flat out. They've told me that if you got that shot, you'd be dead. You would be dead.
But what he said a while back, and I remember this, and I remember reading about it too, is that people are flushing the vaccines out of their system with evidence.
All of these celebrities, Russell, all of these celebrities. Look up how many celebrities we have lost in 2022 that are all part of the Illuminati, that are all part of the clique, that are all part of the propaganda machine that got the shot. And now they're dead as fried chicken.
Well, you know what my thoughts on that are,
Virgil? Good. Good grip to them motherfuckers.
All right. Well, you know, just look at one of our favorites, Diamond, who just passed away. She self said that she actually got the shot. She actually came out and said she got the shot. So she died. She's had an off. You know,
I mean, people,
look at Lisa Murray Presley.
People, listen, use your common sense, okay? These past diseases, these past deadly diseases. Okay, smallpox, whooping cough, measles, mumps, things like this.
Chickenpox.
Took years, and I mean years, upon research to develop vaccines against these things. And all of a sudden, within what, 60 days, they come up with what a vaccine for what they call the most deadliest virus in the world. Bullshit. Don't piss down my fucking back and try to tell me it's raining. You had this shit in storage the whole fucking time.
And it goes right to, and all this goes right back to Bill Gates. It leads right back to Bill Gates and the others who run our freaking government, man. It's fun. I was watching the documentary on the Dust Bowl depression, all that stuff, and back then the people had woken up to the corruption of the banking system and all that stuff. They were awake wherever it was being preached from the pulpit, and America got back on track there for a little while until a Texas president, Lyndon B. Johnson, came up with the great time and took started breaking up the home, keeping fathers out, welfare, the whole night. And right there, I had that. You have, you know,
you're breaking up, Russell. You're breaking up.
You had Tricky Dick Nixon get elected. What did he do? He took America off the gold standard. That's when inflation truly started.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't slowed down. It hasn't slowed down in 50 years. In 1969, you could buy a brand new Corvette Stingray, 454, Lundy Rock Crusher 4-speed, the muscle car of muscle cars for that period, to $2,900.
Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
Well, back in 78, okay, I bought my first Transit right off the showroom floor. Guess what I paid for?
$3,500. And you know, it goes on, and like we discussed here before, that money you carry in your pocket, that's monopoly money. You know, it doesn't say gold certificate, it doesn't say silver certificate. The American dollar now says promissory note. And that, and those American dollar bills you got in your pocket are about as sketchy as a Bitcoin out there. Every bit as sketchy.
Oh, yes.
Just like the Bitcoin, all that big hoorah they're having over that now. That American dollar is not backed by any fucking thing. Zero. Nothing. It is printed paper. You know, and when this all comes down and stuff like that, they probably be putting that stuff on toilet rolls so you can wipe your ass with it.
I was thinking what I was thinking.
Exactly, Russell. If you bought, all right, if you bought a home in the 1960s or early 70s, if you bought a home for, let's say, $40,000, you had one heck of a home.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You had one heck of a home. Now, you can't touch a damn Chrysler Jeep for under $50,000,
$60,000. Right?
I know. I have one. And, you know, and on top of that, Virgil was making a very good point there with a $40,000 house was a hell of a nice house, all right? I mean, it was fun. And there's another good example of what inflation has done and stuff like that. They're selling, okay. I come in contact with a lot of construction companies and stuff like that. I'm a surveyor for engineering company, and they sold my soul to a big energy company here in the area. Like, you want to talk about monopoly? This is it. But I was talking to the construction superintendent on this job because there's some stuff they wanted that wasn't going to work, and I had to serve something out there, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, we got into conversation. And do you know, if you buy one of these little, what we call track homes now, or starter homes, right? It's on a tenth of an acre, all right? They get 10 lots out of an acre, all right? Tenth of an acre lot, and if you buy... These little starter homes now are outrageous, like $180,000. Do you know that if you paid $180,000 for that house, it cost those guys $80,000 to build it? These home construction guys that do these, you know, big subdivisions and stuff like that. This guy told me, looked me dead straight in the eye and told me they automatically $100,000 on the price. All right? So you're upside down the minute you sign the papers on that house, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Rosalie. You are exactly right. In 1959, my mother and father bought an acre and a half of land with a three-bedroom house on it for $7,800. $7,800 in Maringouin, Louisiana. That's what they paid for it now. My grandfather bought land here in Grove State where I live now. He bought his land, 1,500 acres, and my family sold it like a bunch of dumbasses, but he paid $75 an acre for it, for woodland, for woods, and he cleared out.
I can't remember what year it was, and I don't know why this stuck in my memory, okay? But I think I was probably around 10 years old or something like that. So it had to have been mid to late 60s. I remember my uncle's dad's still sitting there. And they were absolutely flabbergasted because the national budget, all right, well, right now they say, oh, we need $3.5-4 trillion to run this government and do all this stupid shit we're not supposed to be doing and giving your money. And I want to say the year was 1967 and 1968 because it was right before the space shot. $1 billion.
Russell, your mic is cutting out real bad, son. Your mic's cutting out real bad.
Okay. But my point was, I was trying to make was, I wanted to say it was 1968, 1967, somewhere right around in there, that they had a connection because the news came on, and they had been told the next year budget to the United States government $1 billion.
Russell, do you have a fan on? Do you have a fan on or something?
No. Well, you're getting some kind of background static.
No, it's you start talking and you fade out. You start talking and you fade out.
Yeah. I'm probably just
like you're talking.
I'm probably just dropping my head or something. They've been working at 60 hours a week, so I'm a little on the lack of rest side over here.
it's me having issues.
Now, hey, I'm going to tell you what, though. I was absolutely shocked. Because, you know, we get our paycheck stuff and everything on this thing called paycheck flex, right? You can look at your check stub, you know, and they post your tax documents and all that there. And anyway, we got an email saying that our W-2s was out there. And I tell you what, it did not feel like it. But I had a pretty good year last year. I did just shy of 110,000. And,
yeah.
You know, it took all that to just survive, you know, last year.
Well, to tell you the truth, Roswell, I did pretty good myself. I got my 1099 in, and it shows that I did right at 180,000. But guess what? That mostly was spent on fuel in that truck.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Virgil. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, we told you that they were robbing the Strategic Reserve, you know, to keep prices down and stuff. Well, guess what? Here in the States, gasoline prices, now I don't know what diesel has, but, you know, shame on me for not paying attention to that. But gasoline prices have rose an average of 40 cents a gallon.
Yes, they have. And I can tell you something too, Russell. See this so-called infrastructure bill? This infrastructure bill that was supposed to be for roads and bridges and all these upgrades to public access, you know, things like that. Let me tell you something right now, ladies and gentlemen. Get your
Hello?
Hold on. We got sirens going off. We got a tornado,
uh-oh,
fellas. I got to get off the phone.
All right, brother.
I
got to
get
off. Call us through these
right.
Gas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we had
tornado warnings here all day long. We took a pretty good apple from the day here in the Houston area.
Right. So it's getting close to being tornado season out here. They're very, very wild at that, you know. But I know last year there was like two or three that was probably right here where I live at, which is unusual. Except one was right over my house.
We do get some sporadic tornadoes down here where I am, but Tornado Alley, what they call Tornado Alley, is about two to three hours to the north of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I know you're not that far away, you know, from it and everything. But yeah, I don't know, man. I think they're just screwing with the weather, to be honest with you. They push that button, you know, and makes everything go caca, you know, and stuff. But I tell you, things are moving so fast and rapid. I mean, like we've been saying and predicting, these guys are going to push their agenda, and if they can't get what they want, they're going to kill us. They're going to kill every one of us. That's
They're damn sure going to try, and they keep pushing this poison gas. And you got to ask why. You have to ask yourself why. You know, and they said, well, COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, those tests are just as inaccurate today as they were when all this shit started, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we had positive, you know, 22,000 positive tests. But you know what? Half of them were probably false positives. And here in the Houston area, we have around 6 million plus people. So 22,000 cases out of 6 million people, that's a drop in the bucket. But that's all you hear on the local news. And you can't watch a TV show down here without an advertisement about getting the shots, protect your family, protect your loved ones, do the right thing, you know, yada, yada, yada. You know, it's just, I don't know, Joseph. I don't think I see anything as blatantly corrupt as the last 2 years has just been a friggin' tornado of corruption being exposed. That is crazy.
Yeah. And they, you know, we said it all along, huh, Virgil? They're doing it right in front of our faces. They don't care. Care if we know. Because nothing's going to be done. Virgil, how you doing? Are you safe?
Yeah, we I just called the sheriff's office. They had a tornado touch down in the parish next to us. We have parishes here in Louisiana. We don't have counties. In Pointe Coupee Parish, they had a tornado that touched down, and they were just sounding the sirens for a tornado warning.
We had a few of them touch down over here in our area.
It tore your part up the country up pretty good. I saw on TV.
Yeah, Yes, sir, they are. We took a pretty good ass whooping today. We did that. We did it right here where I am. We were under tornado warnings. We even had the sirens go off a couple times and stuff. But from about now, there was a real light rain falling this morning, you know. But about 11 o'clock today until about 4 o'clock this afternoon, you would have thought you were watching some kind of South Central America typhoon fucking movie, man. We had high wind, and we got almost 7 inches of rain in 5 hours, Virgil.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, backstroke to work in the morning, but
right. Well, that's the way it was yesterday. It was like really windy. It was nice out, but it was like highly windy out and everything. And all of a sudden, the temperature dropped. And I was talking to my stepdaughter because we were at Walmart and stuff, and we were waiting for a mom. And we were talking, and I go, "It's going to snow." And she goes, "You're crazy. It's too nice now. Go watch. It's going to snow." She goes, "If it snows, you're going to curse us." Sure enough, it snowed. You know? But,
I mean, you know, it's just, you know, but we, you know, I mean, and our buddies there just to the east is there, and we out of here, you know, South Central Texas, you know, to the coast and pretty much South Central Louisiana down to their coast and stuff like that. You know, tornadoes, hurricanes, torrential rains and stuff, man. That shit really don't bother us too much at all. We've seen it time and time and time again and stuff, you know, no problem. No, you let a little ice get on the roads down here in this area. That's when you're going to see motherfuckers lose their minds, man. Am I wrong,
Virgil? Yeah, same thing over here. Same thing over here.
Virgil, did we lose Virgil?
No, he's still on. I'm showing him on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I had my phone muted. I was talking to my wife. She heard me talk about them tornadoes in Texas, and she was looking at me, and I said, you know, I'm talking to Russell in Houston. You let a little bit of ice get on the road, and they will go into a panic. They will shut interstates down, you know. Well, to tell you the truth, it's a good thing that they do, because a lot of these ignoramuses, in the summertime, just a little bit of drizzle hits the road, they can't drive. They will cause a major pileup. Especially in the state of Oklahoma. Especially in the state of Oklahoma. They are the worst drivers in the world in Oklahoma.
Oh,
and like
yeah,
I was saying about this infrastructure bill and things like this. Now, you know, if you travel through, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, you got these turnpikes. You know, they charge you a toll on it. I have a pre-pass in my truck. That has the Easy Tag, K Tag, and the Sam Houston Beltway. You know, it all gets scanned. But if you go drive in Kansas, go try to do 70 miles an hour on a road in Kansas, on a highway, Russell, on a beltway, a turnpike, son, it is like you are driving over a tin roof.
Like New Mexico?
It will beat you to death. Oh, New Mexico, compared to Kansas, New Mexico's roads are immaculate.
I had to
stop my truck several times, and I had to get on the side and everything. I got with a spotlight. I said, I have got to have, something's wrong with these tires. Something done, the belt done broke in these tires for this truck to be vibrating as much on this highway. And I couldn't see nothing. Just, and I mean, it was just, you know, I mean, it was just rattling my truck apart. I was so happy when I got into Oklahoma and then Texas. Driving on that road in Kansas, I could have threaded a sewing machine while it was running. It was shaking so bad.
That's pretty bad. Not our roads are bad.
And Virgil's not exaggerating that. I was chasing gas lines running through the city today, and I had to drive down a street called Antoine Drive. Okay, it's a four lane median, median in the middle street and stuff like that. And son, I have my company truck. Is a heavy-duty, three-quarter-ton GMC, big block, four-wheel drive. We're calling it commercial grade now, okay? This truck is built to take a beating, all right? Let me tell you, man, by the time we got over there where we're going to start looking for that pipeline, I thought I was going to be pissing blood, Virgil. It felt like solid fucking miles.
Oh yes. So don't fall for the infrastructure bill. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it.
Right.
It's everything, you know, everything they're just trying to, I mean, just rob us blind, and mm-hmm. it's all connected. Now they're sending state-of-the-art Abrams tanks over to the Ukraine, along with the British state-of-the-art tanks, along with the German Leopard tanks, which make the mm-hmm. Abrams look like a hunk of junk, those Leopard tanks.
Okay, Virgil, and actually, they're in the stage of, well, if you do, we will kind of thing, so they haven't got there yet. But it definitely looks like it's going to happen. And now we have the banks. Zelensky came out today and thanked the American financial institution for fucking supporting Ukraine. What in the fuck? Now we got a... Now, Virgil, you've seen as much of the ugly as I can. Germany, the U.S., Britain, if they send these American, German, English-made fucking tanks into Ukraine, how is that not an act of war?
It is. It is a plain act of war. It is no different. It is no different, and not to say I supported them or had any support from them. They were a bunch of dirty motherfuckers. But that is no different than the United States supplying England during the first months and the first year of World War II in Europe. I mean, you supply ships. Hey, they're fair game. They were fair game for the U-boats. Okay,
yep.
You know, and but what I'm trying to say is all of this infrastructure bill that was pushed through and everything else and this, that, and the other, it was a scam. I guarantee you.
Yep.
You read the fine print. You read the fine print on that infrastructure bill, and I can goddamn guarantee, I'll bet you dollars against pesos, that Ukraine is somewhere in there.
Yep.
Because I'm going to tell you what, an Abrams tank ain't cheap.
Well, here you go. They said, all right, we're going to send another $2.5 million to Ukraine. All right. Now, I'm not a math scholar, but I've been kind of keeping up with that. Now, that puts us in there somewhere around $112 billion that has gone to Ukraine in aid.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, they didn't buy any of our weapons with them. We're still that money. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just watched the elitists, the globalists that run this world and pull the levers on these governments. You've just watched them put $112 billion into their pockets. Am I wrong,
yep.
Virgil?
Oh,
nope, you're
no,
right.
Indeed not. Plus interest. Plus interest and a free toaster from the bank. Oh, yes.
Yep.
Oh, yes. And I can tell you what, you know, what I'm going by now, I'm looking into this, and I look in the past, and I look at the present, and that'll pretty much tell you the future. And a lot of
yep.
people don't put stock in it, but I tell you what, a lot of them predictions that Nostradamus made in the 1700s, buddy, it's scary. And what he says about 2023, let me tell you what, we have a saying in the Marine Corps, and Russell knows this saying, incoming get small.
Yep. Well, I think the zombie apocalypse is coming next. That's, you know.
Okay, so the U.S. had made a second attempt at resuming nuclear talks with Russia. They just made the second attempt, and Putin told Biden to go fuck himself again. No, we ain't talking about shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm telling you, these fucking globalists, these elitists who run the world, and Bill Gates and stuff like that, they have no idea who they are up against with Putin, all right? They just don't understand this man at all. He is an old, hard-worked KGB who became president of Russia and kind of set himself in there as he was. He's a diehard Russian who loves his country. And when the wall came down, Reagan and all that, it crushed his guy. If you think for a minute that Putin's going to back down, you are crazy as hell. And y'all go ahead, y'all roll those tanks. Y'all go ahead and roll those tanks in Ukraine. I'm telling you, and remember this, ladies and gentlemen, Russia and China have become pretty big buddies out here as of late.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a real problem. You've got Russia, China, Iran, who will take care of Israel. So anybody who tells you that Iran doesn't have nuke threats is fucking lying to you.
Right.
Well, here's the thing, Russell. Here's the thing. Right now in Ukraine, you have the antique T-55 tanks. Let me tell you something about a T-55 tank. I would never, ever, ever crawl inside of one of them son of bitches and go into battle with it. They are a death trap. I've seen these things in Beirut. I have burned them. They are a hunk of junk, okay? The T-72 is not much better. Not much better, okay? But Russia has their new toy that has barely been seen, the Russian T-99 tank. And from what I've seen of this son of a bitch, this thing here, Russell, it's a fairly respectable piece of machinery. And once those Leopard tanks and Abrams tanks and those British tanks, I forget what they call them, but roll into the Ukraine, he's going to roll those top-of-the-line T-99s in there. And then you're going to have a problem.
Yep.
And then you're going to have a real problem. You think these drones are going to cause mass destruction? Let me tell you something. Look at your old World War II films, and you watch these Sherman tanks and these Panzer tanks and these Tiger tanks battle it out in these cities in Germany and France and everything else. They will fuck some shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck some shit up.
Buildings will be turned into rubble. You have not, you know, and that's the whole thing of people don't, you're normal. I hate to use the word normal, but your regular everyday person has no idea what that looks like and forget what they learned in history about and the photographies and the films and stuff. We're talking about cities being just completely turned to piles of rubble, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, friend, I tell you what, man, if they think they're going to pile up and pull a train on Putin, Putin will hit that button. I guarantee you he will. There's not a doubt one in my mind.
Right.
Well,
right.
The thing is, I think before he hits the button, Russell, he's going to cut the strings loose, and he's going to bring in those big bombers, and they're going to start carpet bombing. Back then, back in the day, it used to be called, when the B-52s used to fly over, it used to be called an arc light and carpet bomb.
Yeah.
And when you say carpet bomb, you are literally talking about carpet bombs. I mean, these things, when they open those bomb bay doors and that thing goes to shitting them out, That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You better be one fast-running son of a bitch, or you better be able to put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye.
Bye.
Okay.
Right.
I know that's a term. I don't even know if they use it anymore. That's definitely what we used to call it and stuff. But
lost him. Well, it's getting close to that time, man. And everything, you want to come back on here Thursday?
Yes, we can come back on Thursday. And, ladies and gentlemen, you think we're talking our ass. You think we're panicking and everything else. Take a look around you. Look at what they're doing. Look at what they're doing in New Mexico with this bullshit gun legislation that's going on. Totally unconstitutional. Now they're bringing up these mass shootings. California, they're bringing up all of these assault pistols and things like this, things that are illegal in California but are still being used. They're using this to strengthen their propaganda. Okay, Mike Pompeo was on CBS Good Morning today, and I listened to what he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And Gayle King is just totally, I mean, she is just totally anti-American and just everything. She just, she's another version of Whoopi Goldberg. I want your AR-15s. I don't want all your guns. I want it. Well, she wants all the guns.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you, like a Jewish, like an Austrian lady said that grew up as a little girl in Austria in World War II when Germany annexed Austria as to what they did to her country. Her advice to everybody when she was alive and on the lecture circuit, if you don't have a gun, buy one.
Yep.
If you do have guns, buy more guns. Buy ammunition and don't let anyone or anything take them away from you, because once you do, that's it.
And here's the thing, guys. There is no such thing as an assault pistol. I mean, come on.
I mean, in how many countries have you heard? Even Putin has come out and said to the American people, "Do not let them take your weapons." You know, and I've said this all along about Putin and Ukraine. Putin is not the bad guy in there. You had 5 bioweapon labs operating in Ukraine. NATO kept pushing Ukraine, getting to NATO. You know, everybody wanted some of that money line that was still going on. And Putin said, you know, you guys need to back off. You're not going to come down here and put weapons on our border to Ukraine and stuff like that. And he tried every peaceful means and way to get it done. The UN, he tried there, man. NATO, he talked to them directly, you know. And these motherfuckers have been poking the bear. Now, don't get me wrong, I am not a Putin fan. All right, Putin is changing me, and that's like no different than you can't trust these motherfuckers any further. You can throw them, and they send out one of those guys with you on a mission or deployment. It's probably best the fucker doesn't go home. You know,
right? Well, guys, that's that.
Let Russ finish. Then I'm gonna go with Trump.
But Putin is not the bad guy in that. This I said it all along. This is just another media campaign for the globalists. And I don't think I'm too far off base, am I, Virgil?
No, you're not. You're not. Okay. Before he left office, President Dwight D. Eisenhower warned, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record, warned everybody about the military-industrial complex. President Kennedy was going to expose the true military-industrial complex, and it got him killed. Okay?
By the way, not to interrupt, Virgil, just to interject a quick fact. When that happened, who was running the CIA, ladies and gentlemen? Bush, 41.
Amen.
Yep.
Okay, and who got up in front of the United Nations and said, here we go into a new world order? Bush, 41. Okay.
Yep.
All right. You have had people... comedians like George Carlin, music artists like Frank Zappa, they warned of this. They know about this. George Carlin said it the best. You think you have freedom of choice? You don't. Politicians are put there to give you the illusion that you have freedom of choice. You have two freedom of choices here in modern day America. You know what those two choices are? 31 flavors and Burger King. They want obedient workers. Okay?
Yep.
If you're dumb enough, if you're good enough to do a job that they want you to do and dumb enough to believe what they tell you, you're going to be all right. You're going to get along. You're going to be a member of the group. But if you can think, if you can see, you know, if you can go to past history and look at the present and see that it's repeating itself, well, then you're a threat to them. And that's why you don't have the true American history is being deemed racist. Social studies is being deemed racist. They've dummied down the schools. They've turned the schools into indoctrination centers, teaching children and college students to hate their country, to hate everything about it. The military, these powder puffs going into the military, they're mostly going in there to get a penis to vagina conversion kits put in them for free. Now, there is no military here. You know, everybody that's got any sense has gotten out of the military, and the National Guard, oh, my God, you know, they ought to call the National Guard into New Orleans to let me tell you what. You call the National Guard into anywhere other than to throw sandbags on a levee that's fixing to break. If you call them into any type of military combat role in this country, let me tell you what. you're going to have yourself a brand new M16 in your collection because you're going to pick it up off the ground. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Brand new.
Exactly.
They're going to be used. They're going to be used but never fired. Okay? They're going to be in good shape. So, this country here, that's right. You dropped only once, you know, and if you're not prepared to take care of yourself, if you're not prepared to get organized, you know, I just feel sorry for you. I just feel sorry for you because it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming. It is coming right now. And, and if you think, you know, you're going to really see it. You're going to really see it when people like North Dakota's governor enters the race for president. She's entering the race for president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not official yet, but that they had her name all over Good Morning America this morning, Mike Pompeo. And that told me right there that she is going to get in. And she is very popular. So she's got a good shot. She's got a good shot. And
we'll see.
Classified documents, and classified documents, you know, locked in a garage with a Corvette and everything else. How stupid can you be? Classified documents go in the freezer next to the codeine popsicles. I mean, you know, Jesus Christ.
That just happened at Mike Pence's house, believe it or not.
Mike Pence's house. Well, you know, the Biden-Pence Center. I mean, what does that tell you? Where did the name Pence come from? Did he pull it out his ass? No, Pence was a spy. Pence was a spy. He was a plant. It was all... You know, I mean, this January 6th shit, okay? Let's look at this logically. Here you've got a Speaker of the House that hates Trump's guts, and why wasn't she there for this so-called count of the votes and the certification of the votes and everything else? No, she's nowhere to be found. All of a sudden, insurrectionist, Ray Epps, turns out to be an undercover agent. Ray Epps found out he was in Oregon with LaVoy. Okay, wow, hell of a coincidence, Russell. You got a guy that was in Oregon with LaVoy. LaVoy gets assassinated. Then he's in Washington instigating an insurrection. Oh boy.
Well,
you've got total weaponization of a law enforcement agency that's supposed to enforce the law equally and is supposed to protect the American people from the criminal element being weaponized against people who speak up at school board meetings.
Now, let me ask you something. And Virgil, you're 100% right on that. Virgil hit the nail on the head. We've discussed that before. You're a terrorist if you love this country and you're a patriot. So let's go back a couple years, guys. We said, all right, we know Biden's mentally unstable, suffers from dementia. We know there's a body double because one of them's right-handed, one of them's left-handed. We've seen all that. But to the point is, we said that there's no way he was going to serve out his whole first term, that they were going to have to find a way to get rid of him.
Here we are. And now
you have, you know, all these documents and stuff. And for the first time, these leftist news medias are sounding like they're turning against Biden. Is this what they're going to use, having stepped down? Because 68% of Democrats do not want him to run for a second term. 68%.
Oh, no. Well, the reason for that, Russell, they have another reason, too. You see, if Kamala Harris all of a sudden becomes president, do you know they're going to reinstate the battleship program for the United States Navy. Did you know that? They're gonna recommission these battleships. Did you know that? Yes, because 75% of Americans want to see Kamala Harris suck start one of them.
You actually had me on that one.
Hey, guys. I did really enjoy this. I got an early day getting hard storm gun, and I have to be out there telling them where to put new transmission lines, poles, and all kinds of other shit. So I'm going to get out and get a little rest. Virgil, you be safe out there on the road. Joseph, try not to freeze to death. And
I try not to.
Hopefully Thursday night.
Right. Well, we'll be back here on Thursday night, and, you know, we'll see what else is going to come up, and we can talk about and everything. Virgil, if you go out on the road,
okay.
You be careful out there.
Well, we're pretty slow this week, so I'm going to be running the road out tomorrow, probably paying bills. I got my first check in 3 months, so we got to go out. It did feel good. And we got to go out and pay some bills. And I might get off into something, I don't know. I know it's going to be illegal, but I'm going to have fun doing it. I'm going to occupy my time.
Right. Well, don't say it on air.
Well, yeah. Hey, you know, a pistol brace. You know, I've got pistol braces, so I'm already a criminal. You know, I've got an AR-15 that's been converted to shoot the AK-47 round, 7.62x39. I've got a 308 AR pistols with the pistol braces on it. You know, what the hell? You know, you're gonna get the same thing. It's just like a murder, whether you kill one asshole or whether you kill 10 assholes, you're gonna get the same thing for it. So you might as well have fun while doing it.
That's true. I mean, just about half the country's already felons already because of that. You know.
And I would like to say this, my little dog, my little pug, black pug, Midnight, believe it or not, he turned 17 years old today, Russell.
Wow. Well, Russell's
17 years. Well, 17
wow.
years old. Yep. That's my little buddy right there. That's my little ride-along buddy.
He looks young.
No, he's 17 years old now.
Wow. Yeah. But, all right, guys, we'll take off, and we'll come back for Monday night and everything.
I almost forgot. I got to give a plug out. Okay, if you're going to be starting to get prepping, do it right. Get in touch with the right people. Jim Tain, Black Diamond Body Armor. He's got anything and everything you need. Jim Tames, look him up on Facebook. Black Diamond Body Armor, look him up on Facebook, and he will hook you up. He's got the good stuff. Not cheap. Not super tactical or any of those fly-by-night companies. He's got Black Diamond Body Armor, and he will hook you up. He hooked up Russell, and Russell is his new best friend. So, guys,
all right.
If you need to get hooked up, Black Diamond Body Armor, Jim Tames, tell him Wolverine Freedom Radio sent you, Virgil Spradges sent you, and he's going to give you a kinfolk deal. He's top of the line. He's good people.
All right, guys. Well, we'll go ahead and close off. You guys be careful out there and everything, and we'll see you here on Thursday night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Chester, wherever you are.